response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Hey, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy, here we go. It's Wednesday, middle child. Wednesday, the middle of the week. The most underrated day of the year, of the week, I think, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. It's Spaziano and Sandy here. Hi, Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters here. Hi. What? Can I just say that I am exhausted and I do not know why. Something happened. I don't know. I can't even keep my eyes open this morning.
Today's one of those days.
Isn't it?
Well, people, I would imagine, in Avon area, Clifton Springs area, they probably are more exhausted and deserving to be more exhausted than you after that storm that probably kept them up.
They got pounded, man. Even at
worried about their house, if it was going to be okay, any damage.
I saw this morning there was a tornado warning or watch down around Penyan and Geneva, like overnight. Like, I can't figure out tornado in the middle of the night. That's like double scary. First of all, tornado. Okay, they ain't Oklahoma, right, Dorothy? You know, it's like, I don't know. We just seem to be getting more tornado warnings over the last couple years than I've ever remember. Don't you?
I think so. I do feel like it because we always used to say, hey, we don't get any of that stuff.
Right.
We only get snow. Well, no, now we get that stuff too.
Yeah.
What happened?
Right. I don't know.
Yeah. But the middle of the night, that's brutal. Right. Those people aren't sleeping. You're not sleeping during
that. That's scary. Yeah. So, yeah, no. Trees down, power lines down, poles down, trees down in Avon. I know that the huge tree in one of the cemeteries there got knocked over.
I saw that. Whose responsibility is it to clean that up? Like, I know the cemetery cleans up the tree and stuff, but the gravestones that it demolished, what happens there?
Yeah.
Is it the cemetery or is it the people, the family?
Probably the cemetery. People paid to have the plot. The cemetery maintains it.
Yeah, but the headstone, whose responsibility is it to make sure the headstone stays intact?
Oh, I don't know.
Because some of those headstones were destroyed. Headstones ain't cheap.
I don't know.
It happens.
Can you buy insurance for your headstone?
I don't know. See, all these questions, we have no idea. The fine print and you're not reading the fine print when you're burying a loved one. It's kind of like that story. Oh, God, what cemetery was it where they just cleaned up and everybody's belongings and loved, you know, things that they left on gravestones for the loved ones?
Oh, yeah, just wiped it all out. Yeah, wiped it all out. Yeah.
Because it was in the fine print that nobody really read.
Right. Exactly. I don't know. You don't have your gravestone yet, do you? Your plot?
Oh, my God. What kind of question is that?
I just kind of
figured, I'm Italian, you think I would?
Yeah, I kind of do. I kind of think you're like that one of those planners that's got it all done all the way to the death and beyond.
Yeah, you know, my mother did because she, and the motive was so she could save us, the daughters, some hassle.
You so already have a grave site?
No, not me. She does. Dad.
Oh, yeah.
She said it was awful. She couldn't sleep for a month. You're pretty much buying your, like, I don't know. She said it messed with her head horribly.
Well,
if she had to do it again, she would never do it. And then they asked her, like, do you want us to put your name on it? She's like, no. Put your name on it.
What? Wait, you got to have your name on it.
Yeah, but right now it's just a reserved. It's not an in,
oh, it's just
not a plot. It's in the, what's it called? Mausoleum? What's it called? No. What's it called when you're not in the ground?
The indoor one? Yeah.
What's that called?
I don't know.
Okay, anyhow.
Crypt?
No, it's not crypt. That's not the word she used. Anyhow, you could put, right now it's just a blank slate.
Yeah, like right.
You could put your name on it and you could put the day you were born and then just leave.
Oh, yeah. Leave the rest
blank. Right, and she goes, no, I'm not doing that. I can't do that.
Yeah, you see that all the time. You see graves with the, you know, the no end date.
I didn't realize what a big deal until I watched her, like, go. She almost called and canceled. That's it. Cancel it. I don't want that anymore.
How much do they cost?
I have no idea. I don't even know.
Not like
I'm Holy Sepulchre. She was at, I think, Holy Sepulchre, right? God, I got to find out so I know. I think it's Holy Sepulchre. Wait, do you?
No, God, no. Kidding me?
Why do you say it like that?
Like me, plan things? Like, I'm not even sure about the car payment when I'm paying that next.
That's true.
You know.
But it does save your family a lot of headache and stress if you have that all set. Because you see families where they have to set up GoFundMes.
Oh, yeah,
Give their loved one a respectful
funeral. No, my wife took out an insurance policy on me, so I figured, like, they'll take care of it if I pop.
Is that how you're going? You're going to pop?
I'm just
going
to pop, yeah. Hopefully.
Is that the way you're out?
Well, yeah, I'd much rather pop than fizz. You know what I'm saying?
I'd much rather just...
I'd much rather get hit by a train than slowly die of cancer, okay? That's what I'm talking about, pop and fizz. Pop, done, hello. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, good night. And then instead of 1, 1,000, 2, 1,000...
Oh, but you don't have time to say goodbye if you pop.
Eh, I'd much rather pop than fizz. My mom fizzed for a year and a half, and it sucked. Sucked!
Yeah, fizzing hurts the family. Probably better for you. Popping is
pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Yeah.
All right, on that note, mostly sunny, breezy, colder today. Man, yesterday, at 88 it hit by my house. I'm like, huh? No. Okay, 52 today, clear, cool, breezy, sunny. Tomorrow, back to warmer and about 70 degrees. All right, from 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy.
98.9 The Buzz.
Spisano and Sandy, good morning. Wake up and at 'em, out driving, listening on your smart speaker at home. It's Scott Spisano and Sandy Waters. Can I just say something? Kids ruin your life. Kids ruin your life. Kids ruin your life.
The kids are listening right now. No, you guys do not.
All you little monsters, you suck.
Whoa. You just make it a little bit more challenging, but life would be boring without them.
Case in point. Okay, I'll get to the tooth fairy thing in a second. But today I have to call the school, get my daughter out of school early. A half an hour early so I could take the freaking dog to a groomer. Okay, dogs and kids ruin your life. How's that? I have to disrupt the school's thing in order to get my dog to the groomer. Because
I don't know what you want. Sometimes when you say these things, like, every single one of us lives that same thing.
Yes.
You want us to give you sympathy, but yet this is like self-induced.
I'm not sympathy. I'm just saying, relatable.
It's like you schedule the time for the groomer. Your wife did. You
right.
Meaning your family. So what do you want us to do about it?
And then, let me just keep going for it.
Oh, here
and
we go.
And then the tooth fairy visits two nights in a row.
Now this is funny.
Two nights in a row. She lost her front tooth, the big one, you know, and then came home yesterday.
She's so cute. She has no teeth.
I know. I tried to do the whistle thing, you know, talking.
She's the Christmas song.
No.
Lost my two front teeth.
No.
Two front teeth.
Well, had nothing. She would, no, not playing. Won't do it.
So this is the funny part that I think we should bring up, and a lot of people could relate to this part of it. So the very first tooth ever that she lost, how much did the tooth fairy give her?
I
remember this because everybody was calling in.
I think it was $5. Yeah.
Because everybody was calling in, giving you suggestions, do the gold coin because money doesn't mean anything. Mm. You were going to do that. You didn't. You ran out of time. You ended up doing $5. Mm-hmm. I believe if I remember that wrong, someone tell me. But Scott doesn't even remember.
I don't
remember
really, because that was my wife and the tooth fairy have a special bond.
Relationship.
Yeah,
okay.
They do.
So
yeah.
Now she's lost two teeth in a row. One day after another.
Yep, two front teeth.
And how much does the tooth fairy give on the second tooth?
Well, I came home yesterday and saw that the tooth fairy brought $10.
Oh, my God.
For a front tooth. It's a big one.
No, the first tooth is the big one. You don't go up. You go down. You tell the tooth fairy, okay, first one's big. Next one's like a buck. What are you doing?
No. The front teeth are the biggest money payout tooth fairy teeth.
That's not how my tooth fairy rolls.
Sorry. Sucks to hear from the poor side of town.
Listen, oh, so you're okay with it.
I had nothing to do with it.
You know, it's so funny how you change your tune on the air. Before we're on the air, Scott's like, what the hell? $10? $10?
And then on
the air, he's like, oh, sorry, poor kid.
No. I'm just saying, I wasn't bummed. No. I wasn't bummed about the $10.
You weren't?
No.
How are you not?
You read me wrong. Huh?
That's a lot of money.
That's what the tooth fairy and my wife worked out. Unless you want me to pull the whole tooth fairy thing.
I don't think the going rate is $10 for the second tooth.
Why not?
That's insane.
Whoa. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
My daughter, Molly, who turns 21 in a couple days, when she lost her first tooth, it was a nightmare because she was eating a piece of pizza and swallowed it. She freaked out. I'm like, oh, God. We made a special day. It's like, we're doing this. Meltdown.
That's gotta be the worst.
The first tooth is always memorable. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, so then the second tooth the next day. So if you're given $5 the very first tooth, second tooth's $10. What did you get for this third tooth then?
I do not know because my wife and the tooth fairy have a very special bond. I suggested because
she said she only had $20.
Yeah. I said, why is it that you put the $10? Because all she had left was a 20. Take the first $10, put it back under the pillow, turn it in, and the tooth fairy would turn it into a 20. And then we wouldn't have to go to some random place to get change.
And you don't know what ended up happening?
I don't.
Third tooth shouldn't even be $10. What are you doing? So here's the average as of 2025.
Oh, yeah. You find out? Okay.
Tooth fairy average payout for a lost tooth in the United States, $5.01.
There you go.
I don't know why we're doing 1 cent.
501?
That is actually a 14% decrease from previous year's average, which was 584.
Oh.
So because of inflation and the tariffs and all that stuff.
The tariffs. Yes, China is affecting the tooth fairy.
We're dropping it down.
There's no more ships coming into port.
Okay,
shelves are going to be bare. The tooth fairy gets less.
The most important part of this. The first tooth typically garners a higher reward, averaging $624. Subsequent teeth receive a lot less, like $2 less. And then in the Midwest, if we lived in the Midwest, it would be $3 was the average. So we got to go live in the South.
Tooth fairy pays better in the Midwest?
No, $3.46. Here, it's $5.
Oh, I see. Oh, for the first
tooth.
First tooth
is like $6.
Oh, okay.
So you totally botched this up. I don't know what you gave your tooth fairy. What bribe you gave her. What blackmail you got on her.
My wife has a special bond with the tooth fairy.
Freaking, I'm going to go to your house and lose a tooth.
Why don't you call Jill and have a discussion with my wife, who has a special bond with the tooth fairy.
She did. It's so funny, too, the whole tooth fairy concept, like the idea of rewarding our children with money. Mm-hmm. Like, you did nothing to earn that. You did nothing.
Zero.
Completely nothing.
Zero.
You bit into an apple, your tooth fell out. All of a sudden, that's not how the world works.
For a tiny little pain of discomfort, here's $10.
It's not even discomfort. It's more discomfort for us to see them wiggle that damn tooth. You know how disgusting that is?
Oh, God, I know. She played with it for like a week and a half.
Oh, I hate that. We should be getting the payout.
The tongue that I don't know.
Oh, God. Okay, well, I hope today she doesn't lose another one.
Jesus.
God, what does it go up to, $50?
No, I don't know.
By the end of the week, it'll be $100.
You know what? I don't know. My wife has a special bond with the tooth fairy.
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hi, mostly sunny today. Breezy cooler, 52, not 88.
I know, but beautiful sun, so yeah, we can't complain. Okay, so here's the question, and this is so funny because I kind of feel like, you know how you run your daily house and your daily budget, right? Mm-hmm. And there are some projects that you want to work on that your spouse probably wouldn't even think, or it's not as important to them. And oftentimes it's a gender thing, right? Mm-hmm. Women love the aesthetic part of the house. We want to feel comfortable and clean in our house. Men, you guys, I don't know where you want to spend.
Yeah, all guys, it's suck. We're dirty.
No, where do you want to go? Well, where would you want to put money? Like, what of the house do you feel like it's worth spending money on? It's like different, right? Than what?
Yeah.
We'll spend the money on cleaning the house and making it look pretty. You guys spend the money on
fixing it. You know, okay, making sure something's not broken or whatever.
Fine. Okay. So Rochester City Council kind of runs their budget, I think, the same way. Mm. They approve 3 major projects. Now, you tell me if you think it's worth the money or if it's like, wait, you're spending how much on what?
Okay.
$2 million set for the renovation of the MLK Park Playground.
$2 million?
$2 million. Now, it's been a while since I've been down there. Well, just last year, I guess, for what you call it? Winter, what's the winter thing that happens? Oh, my God. My mind
the Rochester Holiday Village thing?
Yes. Yeah. My mind just completely went blank. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Does it need an update? How many kids are on that playing during the day? Does anyone know? Does that need a renovation? But anyhow, they're going to renovate
it. It's in that corner right by the Strong. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Another $2 million will fund environmental cleanup at the Old Falls Street Industrial Plant.
That's right by us, yeah.
This is preparation for upcoming High Falls State Park project.
Correct.
So they need to do that. Okay, so that, yes.
Well, it's toxic. I mean, RG&E just like, you know.
This is kind of like you got to buy the roof. You got to spend the money on the roof. You don't want to. It's not going to make a difference, but it does make a big difference. You're not going to see a difference. Okay, very good. Now, here's the part where I'm like, what? $22,000. Not a ton of money, but a good amount. Mm-hmm. Designated for trash cleanup in the city's East End.
Okay. I'm good with that.
I was going to say, I think that's a woman who put that in because we like a clean looking house, a clean looking city. You guys don't see dirty.
I beg to differ. I think we see dirty, especially when, like, there's nothing.
You do not see dirty. No, you don't. You think you see dirty. You say you see dirty. You don't see dirty.
Okay.
Because there are times where, like, I will say, my God, the bathroom is, you know, I got to get to cleaning the bathroom. And my husband will be like, wait, you didn't already clean it? I'm like, no, can't you tell? The garbage is overflowing. Oh, it is? Like, he's so blatant. He's like, I don't see it. I don't know what you're talking about. There have been so many times where I'll say, like, I'm ashamed of a part of our house because of how disgusting it is. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what are you talking about? I don't see it. I'm like,
guys, it's
your eyeballs are completely different than ours.
In a way, I get it. But like, my personal experience is roles got reversed. I'm like the clean guy now. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Hey, there's Ray. What's up?
Hey, Sandy. Men see dirty. It's just what level dirty?
Oh, yeah, true.
Okay,
yeah,
okay. That's good. It has to get really dirty.
Yeah.
There's dirty. There's dusty dirty, there's dirty dirty, then there's gross dirty.
Ah.
So you take action when it gets to gross dirty.
No, I'm a dust dirty.
Are ya?
Oh, okay, your level is dust dirty. Oh, I like this game. Okay, my level is... No, my level is
microscopic.
Just, what's before dust dirty?
Microscopic dirty?
Yeah.
White glove dirty?
But you know what shocks me? Like when I was, and I think I said this on the air, the kids had us, the adults, my husband and me, look for the Easter eggs this year when they hid them in the house. Mm-hmm. I pride myself on having a very clean house, borderline OCD. When I was on that egg hunt, I'm like, oh my God, who lives here? This is disgusting. Like there are parts of my house that...
Yeah.
So what happened is what you're telling me is when you went looking for those Easter eggs in your house, there was a true dust bunny delivering eggs.
Yeah, yes! Forget the Easter bunny. It was the dust bunny.
I love you.
Good out. Good out. Thanks, man. It's funny how roles reverse. Like, I was the slobby guy, and my wife came in. And I'm not saying that she's the slobby guy, but I just ended up filling a void. Like, at 8:30 last night, before I texted you around 9, I am vacuuming with the little tiny little attachment, hand attachment, behind the couch in the front room.
Oh, good for you. That's kind of like borderline spring cleaning.
It is. And when I get when I walk up from the basement from the laboratory where my 3D printer is, and now I see when I come up to the kitchen, I see, you know, at eye level. I'm like, oh,
I hate
look at that.
That.
The eye level when you come up from the basement, you look at your kitchen floor.
My floors are gross.
I just cleaned my floor. Look at
it. I love the sun, hate the sun, because the sun shines on parts of your house that you don't want to see. That's so funny. But
good
anyhow.
Point. 22 okay, grand to clean up the East End. Good for them.
Yes. Coming up on the show. Okay, so if your kid is going to the prom, if it's prom season for your kid, this is something free that they can take advantage of. Mm-hmm. And this free offer will give mom and dad a lot of peace of mind.
All right.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
All right. Is this free offering something you would take advantage of for the parent peace of mind? Now, if you have a kid who's old enough to go to the prom, this is it. Game on. Prom season.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't, then you remember your prom. There is an offering out there free. Uber is offering free prom rides.
Oh, nice.
To reduce the risk of impaired driving incidents on prom night.
Sure, yeah.
Giving so many parents peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Free rides to the prom and back. For up to $20. So if it's a longer distance and it would be more than $20, then, and I don't know how they determine
it, yeah.
that, what's considered too far, but whatever. So it's up to $20, including Uber XL rides for group six or less.
Uh-huh.
And this is through the Uber Teen account.
So isn't it true, like when you go to prom, you go with all your friends, right? You don't just like go there individually.
Well, okay, so this is what I was going to ask too. When we were going to prom, it was like the limo rides was like the big thing.
Gotta
everyone,
get a limo. Yeah.
Gotta get a limo. Is that
limo.
Still as popular as it once was?
I think it's still a thing.
It?
I think it's still a thing. Remember
a thing,
my
but is it as big of a thing?
My youngest are, yeah, late the last to graduate 6-7 years ago, they had limos.
Okay, so it's still as big
it's
of
still
a deal.
A thing, yeah.
So then the Uber thing is awesome. Because Uber, limo, is it the same thing or not? Do the kids see it as the same thing?
No, nah, kidding me? Just the fact that you're riding in a limousine, probably the first time ever, makes the prom experience. I don't know how many are going to take advantage of this Uber thing.
I am telling you, is there any person who drives for Uber? Is that the worst a group of teenagers who have never been in a limo or an Uber before? Is that got to be the worst people to drive around? Or is it like, yeah, right? I would think.
I think the Uber
that's
and
the
limo.
The worst person
yeah,
to take.
Yeah, I think just for limos, teens are the worst. Worst.
Teens, bachelor party or bachelorette party?
Wait, bachelorette party is might be a little worse.
No, absolutely
not. At the
end,
on the way back to where they're going.
No, bachelor party, girls get really just funny. I mean, we're just funny. We're like entertainment. We're like your entertainment. It's like the tip on top of what. Guys get destructive and angry and just,
No.
Nah, I wouldn't want. Teenagers are just dumb. I don't want a group of teenage
No, I think
kids.
The worst group to ride in a limo would be a bachelorette party.
Yeah. See, I don't think so. 818-2899
is not
this.
That. I'm going to have to give you, I've got way more experience with limos than you do. And bachelorette parties. And women
you
riding in limos.
You love to be in the middle of a bachelorette party. The limo guy loves it.
I got
he
dragged.
Loves it.
Okay, what was the joint out?
Here we go.
This is a great story.
Yeah.
Listen to this story. What was the place? Pineapple Jack's.
Okay.
Whatever it was before that, or you know, on the west side. I was going in, and a limo pulled up, and window rolls down. I'm like, hey. They're like, hey, it was a bachelorette party.
And you were going in to do a club night?
Something. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah. They dragged you in?
They pulled me by my shoulders through the window I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to get eaten alive. It was crazy.
Oh, you loved every minute of it.
Of course it was great. I was like,
what is going on here? I can see you now.
I got to the point where I'm like, okay, I got to get out. We got to get out. Got to get out now. It was wild.
My God, Scott, with your hair flowing, borderline mullet, those tight jeans, tight Levi jeans.
So, no.
Those were the days, Scotty?
I did a bachelor bid thing, right, where I had to take a bunch of women in a limo to the wine country.
You were the only dude?
Yeah, it was like, you know, like the bachelor auction.
Yeah.
So somebody bid on the trip.
Oh, I see.
And I had to take them in the the thing was the limo. And
it was
a show, an S show. They were crazy. Like two of them throwing up in the ice bucket, like the armrest. Like it was, they were crazy.
No.
Women are the worst in groups in limos.
Okay. Are you, any of you ladies listening right now, are you one of those ladies who pulled Scott in, dragged him in the window?
No. They're all dead by now.
Oh, God. Anyone else have like a story, a prom story or a limo story you never told before? Here's your time.
WBZA FM and HD1 Rochester.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, good morning. What's up? It's Pisano and Sandy in their 7 o'clock hour here. Scott's Pisano, Sandy Waters. A nice, bright, sunny day. No rain, no thunderstorms, no damaging hail or trees going down today.
Okay, so here, let's get to it because I know we're running late here and we got to get to Jerk or Justify.
Yeah,
but is there ever a time where you found out that someone assumed something about you that was totally wrong? And what did you do? How much did you try to set the record straight?
I was offended, by the way, when you thought I dyed my hair.
Oh, okay.
By the way, I do not dye my hair.
I still don't believe you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I bring this up because one of my husband, and my husband is Mike Danger, he's on the Sports Bar 95.7 The Fan, but he also does a whole bunch of other stuff in the building, in the company.
Mm-hmm.
So one of Danger's friends reached out to him, and he didn't say it directly, but he pretty much was implying he thinks we're having issues in our marriage. And I say this because this past weekend, Danger went to Toronto with my brother-in-law and a couple other guys to go see Metallica. Okay.
Oh, nice.
My husband has also taken on more responsibility within the company. So now he's traveling more. And when I say traveling more, I mean, he's traveling. Used to travel.
Yeah. He's got a couple other markets he's got to take care of.
It's almost like it's very frequent now. He's traveling. And then he's going to go to New York City tomorrow and Friday. So,
nice.
Like, all these trips, he's traveling, he's doing all these, posting all these pictures, I'm not there. And his friend reaches out to him. And I kind of feel like his friend was fishing.
Hey, you got problems? You got problems?
Yeah. Are you guys okay? What's happening? Now, you know me, I am all for radio. I'm like, yeah, spread the gossip, that's fine. I'll take it.
Uh-huh.
That's fine. But then I was like, wait a minute. I don't mind the chatter. But then what if it gets to my kids? Now I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Well, you got preempted.
Wait, for a split second, I was like, wait, do we have problems in No, we're good, right? We're good? I even said to my husband, are we good? Do you really have, like, more responsibilities at work? Are you really trying to get away from me? No, we're good? Okay. But then I was like, oh, wait, I don't want the kids to get wind of this. So how active do you need to be on clearing up rumors that you think are being spread about you?
When it's like a target, right? Like a bullseye, and then the outer rings is where you start. You start at the center. You say to the girls,
but
hey,
what's
listen.
Your
tightest family, your closest, your kids. Hey, by the way, how funny is this? Your dad's traveling now for work so much more, and now people are still wondering what's going on with their marriage. Like, just to let you know, it's fine.
Out of our entire relationship, he's never traveled this much.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, I guess I could see if you're looking outside in, you're like, what is going on with that relationship?
It's a thinly veiled little bit. I think you're hanging up on it a little much. Because
who's allowed to say that? Is it a good friend is allowed to say, hey, everything okay?
Well,
like, when you were going
friend?
Through your divorce... When you were going through your divorce before jail, I mean, there were probably signs that were there, right? Flags, red flags, that the relationship wasn't as close as it once was. Did anyone approach you and be like, hey, man, you okay?
No. Nobody ever said anything.
Oh, really?
They may have amongst other people, but never to me. I never got any like, hey, you guys okay?
Did you get the vibe that people were talking about you?
No. But then...
Well, then you're oblivious.
I'm oblivious. You know me. You know me.
So you don't care either.
Not really.
Do you care if people are talking about you saying the wrong things that aren't true?
No, because it's going to happen. Whether you know about it or not, it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I kind of
feel like you are a little bit more sensitive. If all the listeners were gossiping about your relationship, thinking that you and Jill were on rocky roads, you would be completely fine with that.
There's nothing I could do about it. And to speak out about it, like, blankly, it would be weird. Nah.
Would it?
Nah. Yeah, it's weird.
To set the record straight?
Yeah, no. Why sucker? Who cares?
I don't know. I'm just asking because it could trickle down to the kids.
That's where you start with the kids and you leave it there. And that's all you need to tell.
Lay it on thick on Facebook. Be one of those couples. I'm so in love with you.
Yeah, make it even worse.
You know those couples? Yeah, go ahead. Do it even worse. Like, yeah, make it even worse. Okay. All right. I get it. You're in love. We get it. You're living the perfect life. George Clooney, never getting into a fight.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yes. We're George. You're George.
Anyhow, we're completely fine if anyone else is part of that rumor.
Uh-huh. I'm glad you were insecure enough to address this. Congratulations.
Well, it's never happened before. I'm like, oh my God, wait a minute. How many other people are gossiping about us?
If I didn't know, like, and I saw your husband traveling more, that would not mean to me that you're having problems. It doesn't, that 1+1 doesn't equal 2 to me. I can't.
Oh yeah, I sometimes think that. I go, oh, he's traveling. They're traveling a lot for work. Yeah, they're something. Yeah. Because sometimes it happens. You just start. You're so busy with work. You're so about traveling all the time that you don't spend enough time as a family. And then things happen. Like you just kind of grow apart. No, I don't know. You hear those stories where the husband's always traveling and then he goes and cheats. Like that's like the sitcoms
He's cheating because he's. It's not he's traveling to cheat. He's cheating because he's traveling.
Yeah, you hear those stories, those traveling salesmen.
Yeah.
Never trust him.
Picking
never
somebody up at the bar.
I don't know.
You solo? Okay. Yeah, I'm here for work. Okay. Want to go upstairs? Okay.
Anyhow, we have a jerker justified, and we do have someone who left us a voice message.
Yeah. His name is Ty, and he's this is another one of these trigger subjects that, at least for me.
Do you have the voice message?
I do. Hold on.
Hey, guys, it's Ty. Somehow I got involved in a group message, number one, I hate. Number two, some guy asked me for a discount that I've never met before. Is this a good one for jerker justified? Let me know.
Spezzano and Sandy, like your neighbors. If your neighbors had a microphone. 98.9 The Buzz.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk or justified.
All right, we're on with Ty. We got a hold of him. Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for putting this on air, man.
Yeah. Seriously.
Okay, so the funniest part of this, you're like, hey, this guy asked me for a discount, but you didn't say a discount for what?
Uh-huh.
So Scott and I are trying to figure out what kind of discounts are you offering?
Well, it's not the kind. It's just on contract work.
Okay.
Okay.
So like group chats, man, that triggers me. I hate group chats.
When I heard your voice message, I was like, this is a good one for Jerker Justified, only because Scott is so triggered by group chats.
And I got weird hours, so when a group chat hits and I'm trying to like take a nap so I can survive after 6 p.m.,
Yep. Bing, bing,
okay.
Bing,
yeah.
Bing,
yeah.
Bing.
Okay, so tell us about this group chat. What's the deal? Who's this dude?
I have never met him before.
That's what I mean.
Oh, it's one of those. You don't know everybody in the group chat?
Yeah. And he reached out directly to me to ask me for a discount. I mean, unbelievable.
Was it Pete Hegseth? just curious. Anyway, so this is the company thing or whatever?
How many people are in this group chat? What are we talking? Are we talking like three people? people or like 20?
No, it was like five. But still enough to be annoying.
Right?
Out of the five people, is this the only guy you don't know?
Three of them I don't know.
Wait, why the hell are you in this group?
Well, because my friend put me in it. Oh, and then he did it without asking me. It's so annoying.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, wait. Should that be trigger justified? Okay, so you got sucked into this. Do you own your own business or do you work for a contract company?
Yeah, so basically it's my business. I own a roofing company.
Okay.
Oh. You
know, and so they asked me for a discount. I don't even know who the hell.
Can I get a discount? You want to be the official contractor of Spazzano and Sandy?
Yeah,
I might need a roof soon.
Yeah, we might do a roof. Yeah.
If I know you a little bit and I'm standing in front of you and we've had a conversation and you're nice, sure.
Yeah, and not
I'm
in a group chat.
$500. Great. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. It was rude.
All right, let's put out Jerker Justified 818-2899. How do you want to spin this, Sam?
Okay, so to, I guess, go around the group message and go directly to the person that you really have never met before and ask for a discount.
All right, call us up, 818-2899. Make it jerk, make it justified, but make it now. Give us a call right here on the buzz. Thanks, bud.
Okay, hang on. I do have to get your number then because I might need a roof soon.
There you go.
Put me in this group chat.
I can get it to you for free. All we got to do is say hail. Hail is a magic word, four-letter word.
Hail.
Insurance companies love it.
I love it. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. Say it.
Where are you putting your tally? 818-2899. You can reach out to us that way or social media, too. I have social media open up so I can see your text messages come in. But I kind of feel like, you know how I am with discounts. I mean, I asked Ty for a discount after we went off the air. And I was like, yeah, wait. When I do need a... What's the problem? You're in the group chat. Now you're officially friends.
No, you're not. If you don't know somebody, you don't reach out. Like, especially, like,
hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Can you give me a deal?
Well, it's not nice to meet you. We already met on the group chat.
No.
And I'm not going to ask it in the group chat because then it's unnecessary, right? Like, why do I need to say something like that in the group chat? Not everybody cares about me getting a discount. So that's why I will find who you are, like kind of decipher which number goes to who.
You're not validating this at all. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
I think it's justified.
No, that's a jerk move. Hi, The Buzz. Hello. Hey.
Is it The Buzz?
Yeah, go ahead. Buzz? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I called for the, because they're doing Jerk or Justified.
Yes, we are.
I was going to put it in.
Yeah, what do you call it? Jerk or Justified?
It's jerk. It's definitely jerk.
Yeah.
You
can't just blindly reach out if you don't even know the guy.
But you're not blindly. You're now officially friends in this group chat.
Who said?
The group chat. It's the rules of the group chat.
His buddy, put him in a five banger. He didn't even know three of them.
We could do a separate trial.
Right?
We could do a separate trial and put the buddy on trial, but right now it's not. It's the person who reached out to him.
Good. And it's a jerk move, like she said.
This message just came in. Justified, if you're in that group chat, you're fair game. Maybe he thought it was a networking opportunity. See?
No.
You don't have to say yes. You're not a jerk for asking. That is what I subscribe to. You're not a jerk for asking. So that's another justified.
If you've never seen them or met them, like, how do you even know that the guy even knew his name? Because group chats come up. If I'm in a group chat with people I don't have in my contacts, it's just a phone number.
I know.
It's a jerk move. 818-2899.
Am I the only person that feels like, and there are group chats that I'm a part of, and man, some of the group chats that I'm a part of, it's like all hours of the night. It's like, do you people work? Like, does anyone work here? Because I like... lose track of the last message. I have to keep scroll to find the first message. But anyhow, I feel like now these are my people. We got our back. Like when you're part of a group chat, you now look out for each other.
Once is not your people.
If jerk, your friend is a real jerk here. Who adds people to group chat? Well, the friend is not on trial. Okay, that's dragging someone to the party they didn't RSVP to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Tony, the friend is not on trial. Okay, forget it. That one didn't work. jerk, that guy had no business reaching out to you like that. He's using the group chat like a business card.
There's three.
I thought that's what the group chat was.
No. If in the group chat is, hey, here's Ty. He's a roofing contractor, guys. I just want you to meet him. Da, 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 da.
No, that's weird.
That's one thing.
oh, here's Scott Spazzano. He does radio. No, that's
yeah, you
want
to advertise? Here, reach out to him.
No.
Yeah,
no,
okay, that's fine.
So,
but if as his buddy gets him in on this chat and then somebody reaches out separately, I'm like, hey, can you give me a discount? And it's like,
what if that guy did it in the group chat? Can I have a discount? If you have a friend who has a company, of course you're going to ask for a discount.
Then the other Ford will LOL him off the group chat because it's really tacky.
So what part of it? I'm trying to figure out what's mm-hmm. tacky. Is it him sliding into this dude's DMs separately from the group chat, or is it just asking for the discount? Which part of this is bothering you?
It's tacky both ways. To reach out individually after being in it once. Who knows they even talked back and forth on the group chat? Listen, when you're in a group chat, you don't have to respond. Maybe he didn't even talk to, maybe he was just talking to his bud. Hey, you guys all want to go out Friday night? You know? Okay.
I don't get how you people are seeing this. Katie says, jerk, no one should be sliding in your DMs asking for a discount when they don't even know you. That's crossing the line. But why is it crossing the line?
Because
nobody has explained that to me.
It's not a free spin chip to ask for a deal on something.
Yeah, but he's not saying, hey, can you roof my house for free? He's just saying, hey, I'm looking for a roofing company. You so happen to be a roofer. We have a connection closer than just some rando guy because we're in this group chat together. What can you do for me? That's it. I don't see the problem.
Everybody else does? So...
I'm so dumbfounded by this response right now.
I see one side weighing heavier than the other.
Huge jerk. This person. Wait. Let me click on it. This person knew it'd be hard for him to say no since there was others seeing what was being said. Secondly, can you start a group chat with you, Scott, and I?
No. No. Hi, the buzz. Final call. Hi.
Yeah,
good
Chase,
morning.
Good morning. There she is. What do you call it?
I think it's a jerk move.
All done. Love you.
Love you too.
Stay out of bombs.
Jerk or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
7:50, 10 minutes to 8 now on Spazzano and Sandy.
I'm trying to think of all the people now I've reached out to and asked for a discount.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy.
Tacky.
I'm that guy.
Cheap, tightwad. Looking for a deal, you don't deserve it.
Okay, so now let's talk about this since we're on the kind of feel of contractors. Ty would love this conversation. What's the most ridiculous half-done job you've ever seen done by a contractor? Because something is falling apart in the city of Rochester, even after they spent $18 million renovating it.
98.9 The Buzz, Spazzano and Sandy. So, you know, imitation is the best form of flattery, right? Remember how you sending me that text yesterday? People are copying us from all around the country, all of our great ideas that we do on the radio.
They love the Jerker Justified.
Yeah, man. So look at this. Guess who's copying us again?
Yeah.
Martin Short.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Why? How?
Because they're going to do another revival of The Match Game.
He's copying us because we brought it back.
I
get it. Is he going to do our version? Keep it PG?
No, I don't know.
It's funnier that way.
Anyway, they're looking to put it back together again on ABC coming up. They don't know when, but
that's
this,
funny.
Yeah, isn't it funny? So anyway,
so,
coming up
for us tomorrow, we're going to have listeners in the studio with us, and we will play Keep It PG.
Yes, it'll be fun.
Our version.
Yes, it'll be fun.
98.9 The Buzz.
Next time you're introduced to someone, and you're listening to The Buzz, every so often I have the inkling to be like, hey, yes, I'm Scott. Some people call me Maurice. Just relating to the Joker by the Steve Miller Band. Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock hour now on 98.9 The Buzz. Busy on Sandy. You can do that. Yeah, how are you? Nice, sunny. 52 only for the high today. Not 80-something.
Yeah, it's sunny. You're going to want to sneak out of the office to take a walk, but I don't know if today's the day. Maybe yesterday was more of a day to go for a walk.
Well, it's today
nice today. Might be a little chilly, though, but okay.
The sun will make it better. Just walk across to the brew house.
If you work downtown, if you take a walk downtown, anybody walk the Ponderen Bridge.
Right.
That's the bridge right by the High Falls District, and it does go to the brew house. Right?
Yeah.
So, apparently, it's falling apart. I don't know.
No.
Somebody tell me, have you walked that bridge? Because we work right here, and I have yet to get down there to walk it. Structurally, it is not falling apart. aesthetically, people are saying it's looking a little worn.
I hopped out of the car yesterday on the way out because it's right there. It's on my path on the way out. Mm-hmm. It's like a little one-way. It goes around the, you know, where the centers used to be, right there at that bridge. What was that place called? Jimmy Mac's? Right on the bridge there.
Mm.
And I hopped out and looked. There was a couple of construction guys there. And it's the paint job on this west side that meets the land, which is getting all weird and stuff like that. So I got a chance to see it. It's a bit of something, but I get it. It's a lot of something about not nothing, but it's something.
Okay. So a lot of people are complaining about it. And they're saying, wait, you sport how much, you jumped how much money into this? $18.7 million to renovate it. Mm-hmm. And it looks beautiful,
it's
but
great.
It should keep up a little bit more than what it has. So the green top surface, and they painted it green. They made it like look really pretty.
There's some it's green peeling, and mostly white, and it goes back and forth. Yeah.
The green is peeling away in patches, mm-hmm. exposing the concrete underneath is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, representatives, this is so typical Rochester. Pour a lot of money into something, make it look beautiful for a hot second, and then it goes to crap. And they blame it on what? Oh, it's the weather. It's our harsh winters. Don't you, like, factor that in when you're building? I'm so sick of representatives saying, blaming it everything. Potholes, blame it on the weather. I was driving around Buffalo mm-hmm. the other day, mm-hmm. and I'm like, okay, they have just as harsh winters, if not worse than us. Mm-hmm. They don't have as many potholes that I noticed as we do. But yet, our town officials say, well, it's the
weather.
What are you using, Play-Doh, to fill the potholes? Like, what are we doing?
Well, as a somewhat expert on asphalt, the asphalt is not as good as it used to be these days from 20 years ago.
Well, they're using it better in Buffalo then.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to be on the defense of the people that redid the bridge.
Well, here's the deal. I don't want to debate. I don't want to go into whose fault it is. I want to put out there the most ridiculous half-done job you've ever seen.
By a contractor?
Yes, because they are trying to say, okay, once we figure out why this is happening, mm-hmm. if it's poor workmanship, then we're going to go to Cold Spring Construction and they're going to redo it for us. And mm-hmm. it's insurance. Everybody has insurance. So
yeah,
everybody's fine.
Covered.
We're not going to have to pay for it. Right. Taxpayers aren't. If it's a problem in poor design, then LaBella Associates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll have to. Okay. But that's fine. They'll work it out. Okay.
Yeah.
But now let's take it to your own house because we've all dealt with this.
I've got
right?
the worst story.
Yeah.
And I feel really bad. So I got my deck done,
yeah.
and then a couple doors down, they're like, oh, I like your deck. I'm going to get our deck done. And
uh-oh.
They did the
okay.
deck at the neighbor's house and never quite finished and didn't work. And like,
no!
Yeah.
Ooh. And you recommended them?
I didn't recommend. They asked. So I said,
and
yeah.
And you gave
and
them?
They did a great job for me. Something happened
oh,
and it didn't quite
no.
work out.
Yeah. Did you feel guilty?
Yes. But they don't.
What did you?
They
well,
don't.
How guilty did you? On a level of guilt.
I paid them $1,000 in there. No, nothing. No,
I was going to say, did you do something?
No. We're friends still. They were just like, you know, it's not your fault. I'm like, I know, but I'm sorry. That's fine. We got it fixed.
You know what? That happened to me too. There was somebody who used somebody that I used, and she's like, she reached out to me. She goes, listen. And they did, same deal. They did such a fantastic job mm-hmm. with me. And she's like, this is not what I signed up for. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my, I called the company and
oh,
I go,
did?
Listen, yeah, I go, listen, I'm telling people that you're good. What happened?
You did.
They're like, yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Because that's my name on
what'd
it.
They do?
Don't go F it up.
What'd they do?
They sent out a crew to fix it. And
nice.
She goes, oh my God, they showed up. I'm like, yeah, they showed up.
Cause I made them show up. I pulled a Karen on them.
I go, make sure you keep me posted. That is not good. When you're spreading the word about a company,
mm-hmm.
they better, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you feel like you need to do something for those people.
Any
I'm
going
to write you a bad neighbor review.
Any stories? 818-2899. Sandy will put it on next door for everyone to see.
Okay, yeah, that's an option. And another option is if you are like a decent, good contractor, again, we are looking for, I mean, it would be great to have a contractor sponsor for the show. Be like, you are the official contractor we trust.
You're free. Yeah. No, no, you have to spot, you have to pay for us, right?
No, they advertise.
Oh, yeah, they advertise.
I think that would
yeah.
be great.
Oh,
that,
I see what you mean.
How great is that?
Oh, sure.
That Scott and I will talk all about you.
Sandy will get commission. It'll be awesome.
We're looking for a good contractor because it's hard to find nowadays.
Well, plus, I would love to have a go-to contractor just to answer questions about when stuff comes up because we talk about that stuff all the time.
We absolutely do. Yeah. We need somebody to trust.
Yeah. So if you're trustful, worthy, we'd love to hear from you.
Don't worry. I'll find out if you're how trustful worthy you
are. Yeah, then Sandy will get a discount. You scared everybody off by that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Okay, coming up on the show, we're going to decide a good or bad parenting.
Yes.
Now, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. So I'm dropping my daughter off at golf. I'm parking the car, and the car near me had something written on the windshield, the back windshield of the car.
Okay.
And I could only imagine, only assume mom and dad wrote what was written on that.
Oh.
And we're going to debate good or bad parenting.
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Can I play it? Can I play it? Can I play it?
If you want to,
yeah,
I guess.
I want to play it.
Good parent or bad parent?
Yay.
818-2899.
It sounds so much worse when you do that.
I know.
Voice guy.
Okay, Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning.
I was like, no way. That has to be a parent who did that. And I don't know. What do you think? Good or bad parenting? I dropped my daughter off at Garf.
Garf.
Hold on.
That's okay. I know what Garf is. It's where you hit a Garf ball into a with a Garf club.
Right.
Okay. Yep.
That's the only kind of Garf I know how to play. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Dropped my daughter off at golf. Mm-hmm. And this was yesterday. So it was beautiful outside.
Yeah.
So I dropped her off and then I went to park so I can sit outside. By the way, that is the best when you're sitting on a patio of a golf course enjoying the landscaping that I would never have in my entire lifetime.
That's nice.
It is amazing. Anyhow.
Yeah.
So I'm in the parking lot and I noticed this black Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
And on the back windshield in window paint written across the entire back window, it says, "How's my driving?" with a phone number. I'm like, that has got to be.
That is awesome.
A parent of a teenager. And if not, it ought to be because that's a freaking genius idea that I might do because I have a 15-year-old going on 16. That is genius.
That is genius. And it's like, okay, if you want to drive, then this is going to be on your back window.
Yes. Yes. And
if
I told
you don't
my daughter,
drive, if you take it off, then you don't drive anymore.
So after golf, the Jeep wasn't there anymore.
Mm.
I took a picture, of course.
You did.
And yeah, I did. I was going to post about it. Watch. I got to show you this picture. It is so fun. I mean, it is so like in your face right there. And I showed my daughter the picture. I'm like, this right here, sweetheart, this is what I'm doing for you. And she goes, don't you dare.
No.
That's embarrassing. Wait. She goes, it's going to blow up my phone. I go, no. That phone number isn't going to be your number. It's going to be my number.
That's right.
So I know how you're driving.
Now, I would only do that. And I love this idea. I'm actually agreeing with you. But I would only do that if there's some incident or reoccurring negligence going on, you know, with reckless driving or not doing the right thing. That's the punishment. It's not the preemptive
thing.
That would mean that kid got in trouble driving their Jeep. That's what it says to me.
Yeah, but I don't want to wait for, like, when we're talking about driving, I don't want to wait for you to make a boo-boo before I do something, right?
Mm, yeah.
I'm going to be preemptive about this.
Yeah, but.
Because who are the worst drivers on the road?
Right, the young drivers. Everybody out there is a bad driver right now. Except for me and you.
Right, very good. And you know, they actually, Gen X, they know they're the worst drivers.
Yeah,
and the millennial knows that they're next. And the boomers think that they're perfect, but
yes,
whatever.
Exactly.
You know what my parents did? Okay, so who is the safest group of people, drivers, on the road? You would get in the car with who?
Me.
The age.
Me, my age.
60s, you think is the best?
Yeah.
See, the boomers.
50s, 60s.
My parents, so we're going to Italy to visit family.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, now where the airport is and where our small town is, you either take the Pronto bus, a 3-hour bus,
mm-hmm.
looks like a Greyhound bus,
mm-hmm.
Or my dad says, why don't you hit up the guy in town? They don't have officially have an Uber, but he'll drive you if you want.
Oh, he's got
neighbor.
A guy. He's got a guy. Yeah.
Yeah. And I go, oh, okay. He goes, he's 90. I go, wait. You are trusting me in a car with a dude who's 90?
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Dad, do you want to kill me? I don't have any insurance policy
on
me.
Even though those old Italians, they eat well and they live longer, you know? Like, but still.
No. Like, what do I do if the dude has a heart attack? Like, right? I don't know. I don't know how to drive in Italy.
Don't you drive on the other side of the road anyway? Don't you?
Not in England. Italy? That's England. Okay. That's England. Right. But they drive crazy. Yeah. So would you rather get in the car with a 90-year-old or a 16-year-old?
Oh, that's the only choice?
This is the spectrum. Yep. Either new driver or old driver.
Neither. I'm walking.
Anybody, you have a 16-year-old, would you do this on the back windshield in window pane? And if you are that Jeep, much respect.
Yeah.
Much respect.
Good or bad.
How's
parenting?
My driving?
Yes.
Phone number.
Good morning, The Buzz.
Good morning. How
hey.
Are you today?
Good. Who's this? Is this Calvin?
It is.
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
What do you think? Good or bad parenting?
What do you think?
That was going to be my question is to, you're rather presumptive to think that a parent wrote that for their child. How do you know a wife or a husband didn't put it on their spouse's car?
Okay. We could do that, too.
It could be.
Good or bad spouse. We could absolutely do that.
I agree with Scott. If there have been some incidences of bad driving and perhaps tickets or violations or, God forbid, an accident,
This
may be a, I guess for lack of a better term, a passive-aggressive way of dealing with the situation.
I call it a scarlet letter.
Actually, that's a very good term.
Yeah, right.
I wonder how many people are going to call that number just to mess with whoever's on the other line.
Well, that's another thing, right?
I think that people, I like to think that people are responsible enough that they're not going to do it just as a prank.
Right.
But there are some people out there that, and as a professional driver myself, that they overreact to someone driving in a more safe manner. Say, like when I drive, if it's 55, it's 55. I don't speed. If I'm on the throughway, it's 65, and that's it.
Right.
People get very, very upset.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Dude's driving too slow.
Right. And when you're really, right.
Yeah, and I'm not even in the hammer lane. I'm in the slow lane, and they're upset with me because, you know, I'm trying to be a responsible driver.
Are you a professional a truck driver?
Yeah, I have my CDL.
Oh, cool! Excellent.
Yeah, right, but I'm also a professional musician as well, so I do a lot of traveling.
Yes.
Cool.
Picture Renaissance fair in an 18-wheeler.
There you go. Okay, so now official though, make it official. Is it good or bad parenting? Good or bad spouse?
I would lean toward the side of good.
Yep.
Okay, that's it. That's all we need here.
Take it. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a great one, Calvin. Call anytime, okay?
You guys take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
You too. Everyone's going to go buy window paint now.
It's good.
Tomorrow is Thursday.
Yeah.
That means it's Buzz Shots. We invite the Buzz fam in. So Teacher Tracy is coming in. You hear her on the air all the time.
Yeah.
She's going to be in studio with us, and Chase is going to be in studio with us. And so that means we have to do Buzz Shots.
Yep.
We have to keep it PG.
Yep, that's a great game.
Love that game. And it's like the match game, but we have to keep it PG.
Mm-hmm.
And a Jerker Justified for tomorrow. Something. Now, I know you're going to fight me on this, but I'm going to say it now so then you can't back out.
Who, me?
Yes.
Well, something, of course I can back out.
No, you can't.
Oh, why?
The minute I say it on the air
are you going to arrest me?
Etched in stone. Fine. Scott said something to the grandparents of a kid at the playground. And it has got to be the worst thing you could possibly say to a grandparent or parent.
Oh,
so
I'll take this. This is easy. I know the end outcome's going to be fine.
No, it's not. See, that's how funny it is that you're so oblivious that is the most offensive thing you could say to somebody.
No, it's not. All right, we'll put it in Jerker Justified a little bit after 7 o'clock tomorrow. How's this, huh? All right.
Perfect.
All right. Your commercial free 98. It's on the way. Back.
98.9, The Buzz.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything and your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar. I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.